Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of SB Nation's The Dream Shakes, The Dream Take Podcast. My name is Michael the Hebrew Hammer Brown, and I am coming to you live here on Spotify Green Room following the Houston Rockets' incredible win tonight. Yes, I called it incredible because anytime the Rockets get a win over the past 2 years, it's felt incredible. So, you know what? I'm calling it incredible. I want to talk to every single one of you tonight about the Houston Rockets 118 to 112 win over the Sacramento Kings. I was on the Dream Takes Twitter account earlier today. I guaranteed a win. I called the win. I knew a win would happen, and a win did happen tonight. Inside of the crap hole that is Sacramento, California, the Rockets got the massive win tonight. Yes, I call it massive. Yes, I call it incredible. Anytime the Rockets can find a way to get a win, I take it. I love it. I embrace it. I love it. I want to talk about Rockets basketball with all of you. Once again, this is another episode of SB Nation's The Dream Shakes, The Dream Take Podcast, coming to you live here on Spotify Green Room. Rockets win tonight, 118 to 112. A lot to break down here tonight. We do have our first speaker of the night, Lewis Brown, out in Sugarland, LB. What's going down in H-Town? How are you?
Boy, it's almost like winning the championship every time this team somehow squeaks out a win, you know?
That's what it feels like. Yeah.
But I'll take it. Just a couple of things. I don't want to be Debbie Downer tonight, so I'm going to enjoy the win. But my opinion, the last probably 3.5 minutes of this game is a complete summation of this team lacking a real coach and a real traditional point guard. Okay. Yep. We came down, we'd have the lead, they'd score. And I got to tell you, I like Ryan Hollins. I didn't think I would, but Ryan Hollins knows what he's talking about. And all he said was, don't turn the ball over. Don't turn the ball over. Christian Wood turns the ball over. Kevin Porter Jr. turns the ball over. He made me laugh at the end, Wood. Hollins, when he just said, you know what? Just get out of the way and let the guy go one-on-one or kick the ball into the stands and play defense. So I like bits and pieces of what I'm seeing on this team. I like the fact that Matthews nutted it up, and that guy's just tough as nails, you know? But like I said, the last 3.5 minutes is a summary of this team. Poor coaching, no true point guard. And why did it take so long for them to get the ball into the hands of Eric Gordon? Eric Gordon knows what to do with the ball and set the other guys up. But after saying all that, let me listen to everybody else. Good win. Go Rockets. And, you know, 23 turnovers is a lot, but that's also an indication of not having a true traditional point guard. Thanks for letting
me. Well, I appreciate it, man. Look, he's bringing fire here to bring the show to a start. To be fair to the Rockets, they only had 22 turnovers tonight, not 23. Basically the same number, but it's not the exact number. He brings up, you know, some good points, I will say. I think tonight is all about appreciating the win, you know. And if you're listening here, we got a great crowd here on Spotify Green Room. You want to come up, talk about all things Houston Rockets, we're going to bring you up. We're going to talk Houston Rockets. And we've got second cousin of the show coming up, Ryan, out of the Northwest. Ryan, what's going down? How are you?
I'm doing great, man. This is a good win. I should never choose against the Rockets. I mean, that's my fault.
No. It's fair. I mean, look, I give myself credit. I called this win earlier today. I'm going to go find the tweet this morning. I called this win before it happened. So I want all sorts of credit from Rockets Nation that this morning I called for this win to happen.
I was looking at right now, everyone that's eligible for a trade right now, and I know we're super high on Rashawn Holmes, but if we can get still, we were talking about John Collins, I still would rather have John Collins over Rashawn Holmes, I think.
Hey, Ryan, why do you have to do that so early in the show? Why are you bringing up trade targets? We're talking about wins, you know, about, you know, of our favorite team. Why do you have to bring up trade targets this early in the show? I didn't choose. I'm not choosing violence that early in the show. I don't know why you are.
No, not from that perspective. Great win. Garrison Matthews is finally looking
for
the old Matthews, which is what we needed. But I mean, that's what my big thing was: is if would you still take Rashawn Holmes over John Collins?
Well, I mean, let's talk about real quick. Okay, you know what? We got a lot of fire in the chat right now. We got Jared saying, "I'm glad we won, but Wood got to go. Lazy pass, unforgivable." Okay, come on, man. You're gonna go after a guy with 23-14 tonight. Jared, hit that request to speak button. I'd love to talk to you about that god-awful take. We've got Omo saying, F the win. They should be doing more to develop Green. They're doing a bad job at that. That should be the most important thing for the season. Okay, both of y'all, if you have the request to speak button option, y'all can both come on the show because both of those are god-awful takes that I would love to talk about with both of you. Have a very candid conversation about how I think both of those things are absolutely ludicrous and wrong to talk about on a night like this. You've got the request to speak button. I'd love to bring you up here. Ryan, I mean, I joke with you about trade targets. I mean, right now, this is a good win, you know, against the Kings. I mean, the Kings are an 18-win team. This is a nice win. You know, why are we not 100% focused on what they put out on the court tonight from all five of their starters being in double digits? Jalen Green had 15 points tonight. He shot the ball 10 times. He had 4 assists, 5 rebounds, had the game-winning rebound to get the ball kicked out to at the end. Who did he get the offensive rebound? Oh, he got the ball kicked out to Eric Gordon, who put him up by more than one possession. Kevin Porter Jr., 23 points. He had 5 of 9 from 3. Eric Gordon kicked in with 15 points. He was a plus 26 in 32 minutes. C. Wood, 23 points, 14 rebounds. And Jayshon Tate, 10 points and 4 rebounds. What on earth could Jared and Omo be so negative about in the chat tonight is my question.
It's a great win, Mike, but, I mean, do the Rockets need to be winning right now?
Oh, my God. Okay. You know what?
What?
Really? You're going to be that guy?
No. I mean,
yeah, you are. You just said it. You just said it. What, the Rockets are going to be that team that wins games? Oh, I'm sorry. The Rockets are doing exactly what a professional sports team should do, which is not bend over and take it from behind from any team that they're playing and go out and win a game. Oh, I'm sorry. You don't want them to do that? I'm confused, Ryan.
It's great. A win's a great thing, all right? But at the end of the season, you know, we want to – I mean, winning's cool, but I'm just watching the young talent succeed. That's all. And
well, let me ask you a question real quick. Let me ask you, and here's Omo coming in the chat. Just put him in the corner all fourth quarter, and they cut his minutes, too. Developing Green is more important than wins. Win is cool, but – okay, first of all, Jalen Green played 29 minutes tonight. Still a really good amount of minutes. He shot the ball 10 times. He was a plus 8 while on the court. Ryan, for you, just to put this in context real quick, remember what happened last year when the Rockets purposely lost games and then still didn't win the lottery? You want to go back to that? You want to retalk that? Or where do you want to go with this conversation?
Well, since we're talking about Jalen Green, it's too early to call him a bust, but.
Oh, come on. You're not going there. Ryan, I have way too much respect for you to do that. Don't do that. You're not calling him a bust, are you? Really?
No, I'm not. I'm not. No, I'm not.
Okay. I'm making sure before I destroy you, that take, not you, that take here on the show, please don't call him a bust. Less than a season in, and he scored 15 points, was a plus 8, had 5 rebounds and 4 assists in a game where he helped his team win. Please don't call him a bust. Don't do that.
To you is, do you see developing in him? Do you see him getting better per every game? Do you see?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Here's my thing, right? All these Rockets fans out here on Twitter, right? Everybody wants to destroy him if he doesn't have a 35 point and 20, you know, 35 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists type of night. They won. Why does anybody care what they get from any one of these guys as long as we win? Do you care? If I told you tonight without looking at a box score, Ryan, and to any other fan out there, do y'all really care if I told you, if you don't look at the box score, the Rockets won by 6 on the road at Sacramento tonight. Coming into this game, the Kings had 18 wins. If I told any of you that the Rockets won by 6 on the road, but I didn't tell you the box score breakdown, would you care?
Yeah, I would care.
Why? Why do you care?
So the thing, so back to what I was saying about Jalen Green is, you got to think about like the other guys, like Davion Mitchell's playing great for his team. Scotty Barnes is.
Who cares? Who cares? Why do you care about anybody else who's never going to be on this roster? And I don't mean to cut you off, Ryan, but I'm asking for the context of this conversation. Who cares about Davion Mitchell, Scotty Barnes, Trey Young? Who cares? They're not Rockets. We're talking Rockets. My question to you is, if I told you they won by 6 on the road and I didn't tell you about the box score, would you care? Yes or no?
Of course not. I heard that wrong. Of course not. Of course.
That's what. Okay.
A win is a win, but. Jalen Green, we were so hyped up about him, and I still am, but I want to, in the long run, I want him to be the guy that runs the team like Harden did.
But tonight's not a night to go after Jalen Green, though, because I'll destroy that part of the conversation with saying he played 29 minutes. He was an efficient 6 of 10 from the field. So he shot 60% from the field. He had 4 rebounds, or excuse me, he had 5 rebounds. He had 4 assists. He did turn the ball over 4 times, but he was a plus 8 in 29 minutes, and he had 15 points. And they won. Tonight's not a night to go after Jalen Green.
If you could go back to the draft right now, would you still take in Jalen Green at number 2?
It's not, but that's not my, why are we talking about that tonight, man? Like, honestly, do I take Jalen Green? Yeah, I do. I think he has the highest ceiling of anybody in the draft.
All right, I like that.
You know, I think you talk to me about a guy like Scotty Barnes. I know what Scotty Barnes is. And Scotty Barnes playing in Toronto along with, you know, a guy like Fred VanVleet and Siakam. He's playing with a much better roster than what Jalen Green is. Jalen Green is progressing just fine. Jalen Green is not the problem with this team. And there is no problems tonight, right? Like tonight, honestly, for most of us, we're on a 3-day weekend. The Rockets found a way to get the win tonight. I think against the game Sacramento team, tonight was a good night. Tonight was a night to look at this team and be like, you know what? Garrison Matthews got on... You know, back on track tonight. Christian Wood had a good night. The starting five, all 5 guys scored in double figures. They scored 118 points. Yeah, they turned the ball over 22 times. Not okay.
I'm not going away.
They played well.
I'm not going away from the win. The win is nice. It's always nice to win. That's the bottom line. But I want to make sure that, you know, the roster that we're growing and watching with is, you know, going to make play and go further with what they have and, you know, be this star team, be the scary team that they were for the last 8 years, you know? That's my big thing. Competitive team again. I miss that competitive team. And we'll get there, but I don't know how long. We don't know how long.
No, I mean, I want the team to be successful, you know, today. You know, having this conversation about when I want this team to be successful feels repetitive. You know, we don't need to get into the fact that I think that the front office has done this team wrong for the past 2 years. They are not where I want them to be. I don't want to feel this excited about celebrating a win over the Sacramento Kings,
That's where my point is. It's a win, but it's against it's not against the team like the Warriors, or I wouldn't even say Lakers. Lakers are garbage, but Warriors and like Miami's, you know what I'm talking about. But how can I say this? Like, for example, can you take this team and can you get one player to be the, you know, main ball handler? Can you get him to create a play just on any given possession kind of guy? And we all hope that's Jalen Green, but that's still yet to be determined. We all know that. It takes time. I'm patient. I've been patient. We all are patient. We know we got to be. That's our only option at this point.
No, I mean, I think that's, you know, the only thing to take at this point is, you know, I think that it's not a finished product, man. You know, I think that, you know, I think that this is all they have at this point is.
I remember you were saying before that you don't think Steven Silas will be here for the next term. Would you change your mind about that? Is Steven Silas here for a second term?
It's interesting. It really is. I think, gun to my head, I think that they retain a guy like a Steven Silas. Because I think that they've shown enough growth under him that they want that development, you know, under him, you know. So it is what it is. Any final thoughts, Ryan, before we move on to the next caller?
Yeah, I wasn't trying to attack the team or nothing tonight, Mike. I just sure. Hope. This does slowly but surely become that team that we've all loved and, you know, cheered on for, you know, when they were going to the playoffs every year, which I know we always come back to when they lose. It's, you know, we talk bad about the Rockets when they lose, and we can't be doing that because we know what the situation we're in, and that's all there is to it at this time. So just,
sure,
you know, there's
a lot of
in the tunnel.
Yeah. Ryan, I appreciate you as always, my man.
Nice talking to you, man. Of course.
Always, brother. I mean, guys, look, you know, we're here talking all things Rockets basketball. If you're live here on Spotify Green Room, you know, hit that request to speak button. I would love to talk anything and all things Houston Rockets with y'all. I don't hide anything from y'all as a Rockets fan. Anybody that's known me personally since joining this show, you know, 2 years ago, I'm a fan first and foremost. I don't give a hot dog about any hot takes from any national pundits about the Rockets. I'm here to talk every single thing I see from game in, game out that I watch for the Houston Rockets with the fans that join us here on Spotify Green Room and on all of our podcast platforms, night in and night out, game in and game out. And I hate the fact, and I just told Ryan this, and I'm going to reiterate this because I feel like it bears mentioning. I don't want to celebrate individual wins against the Kings with y'all. You know, I don't want to be that type of team. I want us out of that mindset as soon as humanly possible. How does that happen? That's what I want to know from this Rockets front office. And we can sit here on Spotify Green Room and I will talk to y'all about it until I'm green in the face. But I want to know from the Rockets, and they'll never tell me this, but I'm just using this metaphorically. Tell me, when do we become a team that is competing for more than individual wins against the Sacramento Kings? Because it's no disrespect to the Sacramento Kings, but the Sacramento Kings are hot garbage. Okay? They've got some nice players on their team. You look at their team. Do I like what's his name? Do I like De'Aaron Fox? Yeah, De'Aaron Fox is a hell of a nice player. You know, is Harrison Barnes a good player? Yeah, Rashawn Holmes signed to an $80 million deal. You know, whoever the hell Terrence Davis is that beat us for, you know, 17 points tonight, he's a nice player. You know, but the ultimate goal for the Rockets at this point, ultimate goal for the Rockets, and I appreciate Ryan and his takes that he had tonight because he's spot on. But Jalen Green is the future for this organization. There's no doubt about that. Do not bring up the term bust to me about a guy who's not even 20 years old yet. It just put up a plus 8 in 29 minutes on the court tonight. He did his thing, man. Like, he honestly played like a professional tonight, man. Like, he played like a guy that you want to lead your franchise tonight. Because everything about Jalen Green to me, and I've spent my entire life around basketball, okay? I've coached basketball for 5 years. I played basketball for 10 plus years. I've been around the game enough. I've watched enough games to know that Jalen Green is every single thing you want in a superstar for your franchise, on the court and off the court. I watched the videos of him giving out his shoes to young fans in the stands. Now, to some fans, that may not mean anything, but to somebody like me who, I don't want to call myself a part of Rockets media because, in all honesty, I get to host a podcast where I get to talk Rockets basketball 3 to 5 nights a week with all of our awesome listeners, and I love that. I never want to consider myself a part of any sort of media, you know, credential. Like, that's not me. I'm a fan. I want to talk Rockets basketball, okay? I look at the videos of a guy like Jalen Green giving out his shoes to kids in the stands, and I look at that and I say, this kid knows what's going down. You know, he gets it. He knows what is being asked of him of the second overall pick in the draft. He comes out tonight. He doesn't, you watch the game, right? Jayshon Tate, 5 of 6. Christian Wood, 8 of 15 from the field. Eric Gordon, 6 of 11. Kevin Porter Jr., 6 of 12. Jalen Green, 6 of 10. Kenyon Martin Jr., 4 of 6 from the field. Alperen Sengun, 2 of 4. Welcome back, Al P. Good to have you back, kid. Garrison Matthews, 4 of 6 from the field. 4 of 6 from the three-point line. That's my dude. Gary Bird, welcome back. Good to have you back, kid. Armoni Brooks, University of Houston basketball legend, was 0 of 5. Not a great night from him. Josh Christopher, 0 of 1. Okay, but you look at the starting five for the Rockets, okay? Jayshon Tate, 5 of 6. Christian Wood, 8 of 15. Eric Gordon, 6 of 11. Kevin Porter Jr., 6 of 12. Jalen Green, 6 of 10. All five of your starters tonight were all shooting 50% or better, and all five guys played more than 25 minutes on the court. So, Ryan, going back to what you and I talked about, right? Okay. The fact that Jalen Green is going to be a superstar in this league, okay? I'm not going to argue that. I'm telling you and anybody else that wants to listen, Jalen Green is going to be a superstar in this league. He is going to be amongst the likes of a Damian Lillard, a CJ McCollum, a Devin Booker. Jalen Green, give him 3 years or less, will be there in that conversation with them. On a night like tonight, the fact at less than 20 years of age, that the fact that he can identify a night like tonight where he does not have to force the offense through him, although he could, and say, give me the damn ball. He did not do that tonight, man. The game that he played tonight was special. Let's go to good friend of the show, Mike. Mike, welcome to the show. How are you? What can I do for you, my man?
Good to see you, man.
Always.
Football as well.
Yes, sir.
Big win for us. Super excited. One of the big things that
yes,
guides the game has to be Eric Gordon. You don't get to plus 26 compared to the rest of the team if you're not doing something right. And I think he's been huge. And it's just really good to see him play at this level, this late in his, you know, career. But I think in a lot of cases our expectations are overly high for a team that has so many rookies and so many young players. So outside of, let's say, Wood, Gordon, and maybe Porter, or definitely Porter, everybody doesn't have either a year or 2 years under their belt in this league, in the rotation. They'll even play tonight.
Yeah.
So you're going to see things like 20 turnovers or 15 turnovers. But they played, like, the shooting was lights out. Like, you're going to see mistakes like that. So I guess, like, maybe our expectations are a little high when it comes to watching, you know, a lot of young players. Like, you know, see this team play full season with each other, and then next year they start to really figure it out. I think we get a little too aggressive on them.
Well, a couple things. Number one, don't let anybody tell you what your individual expectations of the team should be, because I don't think that's fair. You know, like, first of all, I'm on Twitter. I hate Twitter. I think Twitter is a cesspool from top to bottom of fandom, because you have all these different people that there are some that look at box scores and they say, oh, the Rockets turned the ball over 22 times tonight. You know, they're terrible. How do you turn the ball over 22 times? And I would tell that person, who gives a damn? They won the game. Watch the game. Who cares? Go win.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying is like, when I say the expectations don't matter, I know there's a lot of people that'll come after me about that. Let me clarify what I'm saying, right? My expectations coming into this season as a fan of the team is I want the Rockets to do everything possible to win a championship. Right?
Yeah.
And by clarifying that, I'm saying I know this is not a championship roster. But as a fan, my expectation is that if you're a fan of sport, okay, I don't care what it is, soccer, basketball, lacrosse, women's volleyball, water polo, I don't care what it is. If you're a fan and you watch the sport of a certain team, your expectation should be that your franchise is doing everything possible to win a championship. Right. Because if that is not the case, then what the hell are we doing here?
Totally.
My question to you and every single other Rockets fan that is listening to this show, okay? At BSW podcast underscore MB. I'm going to let you respond in just a second because I know you want to. But that's my thing is, if that is not what the team is doing, don't come at me and tell me, oh, you know, the team is in a rebuilding phase. They're this, they're that. You know what? Blow me, okay? That's what I'm telling you, is that miss me with any of that garbage, because that's what it is garbage. That's what you're supposed to do as a sports franchise. Win a title, and if you're not winning a title, what do you need to do to win a title? That's where I'm at.
You definitely want to just see their team play hard and become the team that people don't want to play, even if you're not going to win a championship. That's how you know you're seeing growth. It's like you want to see more guys like Garrison Matthews take charges and be scrappy, and that's how you feel like, okay, like they might not have the talent, but they're playing above their pieces. So considering that we're past the halfway point for the year, like, what are your thoughts? Like, what do you want to see out of this team the second half of the season?
Man, I mean, keep playing hard. You know, I mean, they played hard tonight. You know, like, tonight's not a night for criticism on the Rockets, is the way I feel ultimately, right? Like, I look at tonight, I'm like, you played hard. Everybody did what they needed to do. Christian Wood, 23 points, 14 rebounds, dominated the inside tonight, dominated Rashawn Holmes. Great to see. You know, when those individual matchups is what I'm looking for the second part of the year. You know, also, I look at, you know, tonight, and I saw a couple takes tonight that people were saying that Josh Christopher should be above Garrison Matthews in the rotation. I don't agree with that at all.
That's not a take.
You know, no, through no fault of Josh Christopher singularly, but I think Garrison Matthews offers more at this point for what the Rockets need, more so being a spot-up shooter, which is what the Rockets are desperately in need of. That's why they gave the contracts that they did to Garrison Matthews and Armani Brooks. Well,
yeah, I mean, look how the offense hums when he's starting to hit a shot. It just spaces so much. And, you know, especially when they were on their streak, him and Armani Brooks were just lights out from the corners. And that was awesome. And I would love to see Armani get his shot back, too. And glad to see that Garrison is there as well. But it definitely makes a huge difference. I think Christopher is going to be a great rotational player in terms of the value that he brings. I just don't think he's there yet. I think Garrison Matthews right now makes too many winning plays for him to be off the court at too much time.
Sure. Look, man, I totally agree with you. Mike, any final thoughts before we move to our final speaker of the night, my man?
No, just excited for the win, and let's go beat Utah.
Hey, man, look, beat the hell out of Utah, because it's a good day anytime Utah loses at anything.
Yes, sir, man. Have a good night.
Mike, appreciate you as always, my brother. Let's move to our next speaker of the night, Edward. First time, I believe, you and I have spoken Rockets basketball, so welcome to the show. Appreciate you joining, and what's going down?
What's going on, Michael? Well, congratulations, man. I love your energy. You know, I tweeted a couple of times, man, your Go Rockets is a trademark, man, of this show, to be honest.
Appreciate you.
Anyway, so let's talk Rockets. I mean, to be honest, man,
absolutely.
I like the win, but at the same time, you know, you said it, we won against the Kings and they didn't play Haliburton, De'Aaron Fox, and what is it? Bagley, their center.
Well, hold on. They played – De'Aaron Fox played 26 minutes tonight and only got removed from the game after a very questionable flagrant foul call in my mind. So De'Aaron Fox did play tonight.
No. Yeah, he did. But, you know, well, okay. You know, I'm just saying it doesn't make me happy as a Rocket.
Sure.
Because we are on the same boat, man. I want my team to be the champion. I don't want – I hate this rebuilding idea of – yeah, it's fine to win once in a while, and you got to be happy by beating the Kings. And I hate that feeling because I watched the Rockets in the 90s, right? Oh. And I went through, I mean, I love the Rockets, man. But anyway, so question for you, man. I mean, I'm not sold on this. Gordon. I don't believe we should trade him, to be honest.
Edward, I like it.
And that's one of my things. Number two, I think we need to start playing Sengun from the very beginning at center and see if Wood changes the way he plays, adapts to the team. Otherwise, February 10th is coming. So what's your take on Gordon?
So are you talking? Well, so let me take this one piece at a time. Are you saying you want Sengun to start along with Christian Wood?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So you want to send Tate to the bench?
I want to send either Tate or Green to the bench. Yes.
Okay. Come on, Edward. Come on. I mean, I love you like a family member at the family barbecue.
You're not sending
your second overall pick to the bench. That's okay, asinine. Then, you can't do that.
Okay. Then you can't send Tate either. So.
Okay.
I mean, that's
a better take. All right. Let's restart the conversation from that point. You want to send Tate to the bench and you want to start Sengun.
I want to start Sengun. And you know why? Because I have the feeling that Wood is either everybody playing for me or nobody playing for me. And I have that sense in my mouth that this guy needs to start playing for the team. Sure. He's not a center. He can defend. I mean, so we have – he has some value now, right? So what I'm thinking is – we need to see if he can play with another center. Okay, Daniel Tyus, forget
about it. I agree.
So we have few games, right? So what's your take on Gordon? Because
it's interesting, and I'm going to tell you why. Because I'm a fan like you, right? You say you're a fan of the '90s. Let me ask, how old are you? Can I ask how old you are?
Yeah, man, I'm 49.
Okay. Well, you sound great for a 49-year-old.
Man, thanks, man.
No, you're welcome. I mean, I'm 31, right? So, I mean, I grew up with the 90s teams. I mean, those teams, I mean, are it. I mean, Sam Cassell, Mario Elie, Vernon Maxwell, like those are my guys. You know, I ride and die with those guys.
Yeah.
My take on a guy like Eric Gordon is interesting because I think he needs to be moved because he has value. And the Rockets, my take on players, right, is a lot different than a lot of other people. And I say that because I don't look at these players outside of anything outside of commodities. That's what they are. You know, I look at a guy like Eric Gordon. I don't think about how many years he's been with the organization. None of that matters to me. What is this player right now? Do I want him as a part of this organization moving forward? If not, what can I get for him? If I'm trading Eric Gordon, I want a first-round pick, and I want a viable young player that can fit into my rotation from day one that when they come to the team. Do you view him differently or no?
Yeah, but I don't think that young piece and the first pick is out there today. So –
And that I don't move him.
And because if you run, I mean, I don't think there is not even with the Suns because that young guy, they didn't want to sign him this year, resign whatever, so they cannot trade him.
Right.
So who are we gonna trade Gordon? Gordon is like an acid stabilizer, you know. He's calm. He got his shot. I mean, he's you're going to send him for a first pick and nothing and like some, I don't know. I mean,
well, that's what they did for Harden. They traded Harden for nothing.
Man, don't make me start with Harden, man. I'm having a good Sunday now.
What? Oh, my brother. All right. So you hate the Harden deal as much as I do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. No, there's a lot of Rockets fans out there that love the Harden deal.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
No. I gave it an F minus from day one.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay. All right. So we're vibing. You know, we're now, yes, instead of second cousins at the family barbecue, we're first cousins.
Yeah, man.
Okay. Look.
All right, man. I just wanted to throw that Gordon idea there.
Sure.
Because I've seen a lot of people that they want Gordon out for nothing. Like, give me a first pick and like a bag of chips and you can have it. I'm like, why would
it depends on it depends on what kind of chips you're talking about.
But, that's true.
Yeah, right. No, look, man, I'm with you, right? And as we get closer, you know, the trade deadline is coming up within the next couple of weeks. We'll talk about the trade deadline as it gets closer.
Yeah, man. All right, partner.
I will say this, Edward, before you hang up, right?
Yeah.
It makes me very sad, right? At this point in the year, I don't give a flying rip about playing a game against the Sacramento Kings. It means nothing to me, right? Like, congrats. You know, we beat the Kings. I'm excited. But the fact that we're spending a decent amount of the show talking about the trade deadline and trading some of our best players for assets sucks. It's you know, sad. Do you feel the same way? I mean, what are your thoughts?
It, for me, is sad. Because yeah. The only thing that we should be talking right now is how can we make this team better for
exactly.
for this, you know, half the second half of the season? How exactly. can we make this? I mean, who can we invest money in? You know, I mean, I have my take on Fertitta too, right? But
let's get to that. What are your thoughts on Fertitta?
Oh man. I mean, this dude is a billionaire, and he's not willing to spend money on taxes. It was last year, right? Last year and the year before that. He didn't want
to. 2 years ago, he wouldn't spend the money into the luxury tax.
Yes. So we lost Ariza, right? Due to his cheap mentality. Then we pretty much lost Harden. I mean, I don't want to talk about that dude, but we lost him, right? Because he didn't want to invest money. He didn't want to pay Chris Paul.
No, he did. No, see, that's not fair. Okay. I'll defend because he gave the contract to Paul. Yeah. You know, if he didn't want to pay Paul, he wouldn't have given the contract to Paul. So I think it's more of the fact that he was willing to pay for the roster up until a certain point, but he wasn't willing to do every single thing that was needing to be done in order to win the title. Right. It's like you're pursuing a beautiful woman and you're willing to buy the first three dinners, but it took buying the first five dinners in order to close the deal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's where I feel like he was at. Like, he was 60% of the way in, but he wasn't 100% of the way in, which is why he ultimately didn't end up winning.
Yeah, he went cheap on the last date, and we lost.
Right. That's what I'm saying. The last date or two, instead of taking her to a steakhouse, you're taking her to Chili's and you're taking her to Applebee's. Can't go to Chili's and Applebee's with a dime and expect for it to get done.
Yeah, that's right. He went to Subway on a Tuesday night.
Hey, Edward, don't end this show. Don't end this show throwing Subway under the bus. Edward, you've been a blast tonight. Join me anytime. We got to wrap the show up.
Yeah, my man. Hey, man. Take care, buddy. Thank you.
Edward, you're good people. Hey, right, this has been another episode of SB Nation's The Dream Shakes, The Dream Take Podcast. I can't thank everybody enough for hopping up on stage. Edward, Ryan, Mike, LB, I appreciate y'all so much. Wrapping up another episode of SB Nation's The Dream Shakes, The Dream Take Podcast. Once again, I am Mike, the Hebrew Hammer Brown, summarizing tonight's 118-112 win for the Rockets over the Sacramento Kings. Once again, this has been another episode of SB Nation's The Dream Shakes, The Dream Take Podcast. Make sure to check out The Dream Take Podcast on Twitter at The Dream Take. Make sure to check out my personal Twitter at BSW_MB. You can check out my co-host Jeremy Brenner's Twitter profile at Jeremy Brenner. Check out The Dream Shakes Twitter profile, the mothership of The Dream Take at Dream Shake SBN. Speaking of The Dream Shake, make sure that you come check out The Dream Shake Night at the Houston Rockets, Thursday, February 10th versus the Toronto Raptors. We have a block of seats reserved in section 115. Tickets are typically $65 to $89, but TDS has your tickets for $49 a piece. There will be several giveaways offered, including Dream Shake t-shirts and Rockets swag. Meet some of the Dream Shake riders and podcast host at the game. I look forward to seeing any and all of y'all at the Rockets game. Make sure, in addition to booking your tickets for the Rockets, the Dream Shake night at the Rockets game, head on over to thedreamshake.com for all things Houston Rockets every day that ends in Y in a given week. Once again, your happy final tonight from Sacramento, the Houston Rockets 118, the Sacramento Kings 112. We will be back live with you. The Rockets are going to travel to the Utah Jazz on the 19th of January, which is Wednesday. So we are off for the next 2 days. We will see y'all Wednesday night. Until next time, Rockets fans, go!